Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is the standoff. I'll start with a quote. News doesn't break, it tweets. That's Paul Sappho. So let me set the scene. It's a Tuesday morning. I'm just returning home from my early morning Pilates class. I see cops, a crew of them, in the lobby of my building. Nothing seems strange, so I go about my morning. Walk the dogs, make myself another Americano, and catch up on Facebook and Instagram. Having just hired a new awesomeness creator, Ashley, she was meant to be at Passion Square at the Passion Squared Loft at 9 a.m. I get a text at 8:50. Love people who are on time, and by on time, I mean early. And the text says, I am here, but the cops just escorted me out of the building. Oh my God, I said, I'll be right down. Thinking we could grab a quick iced tea at Coffee Bean. Yes, I'm cheating on Starbucks because I'm obsessed with Coffee Bean's ice and their straws match my hair color. But to my surprise, as I walked out to get her, I saw cops and my street being closed down. The cop said, you can go to Coffee Bean, but you will not be able to come back. So we headed back upstairs and got to work. This is when things got nuts. We heard siren after siren and started looking out the window of my ninth floor loft, still having no idea what the F was happening in my building. So what did we do? What everyone does today. We took to Twitter and Instagram, and sure enough, we found out exactly what was happening. There was an alleged felony fugitive on the fifth floor, a resident who may or may not have been armed, who was served with a warrant and refused to surrender. So for 8 hours, we waited with the SWAT team, bomb squad, LAPD, and LAFD. It was a real life standoff, like on TV in my building. But that is not the point of this blog. The point is where we went for information, how much we relied on the social web and not news stations, online or off. No, they pretty much knew nothing. It was Twitter and Instagram connecting with both official and unofficial tweets and Instagrams. It was about finding and sharing experiences using hashtags such as Downtown LA and LAPD. That's how it works now. We have access to 24/7 live information as it happens, thanks to the social web. So what does this mean for your business? A few things. You can continue to have a standoff with the social and digital web, choosing not to engage on Yelp because there's crazies out there, or choosing not to engage with an online booking platform like Schedulicity because of fear of losing control of your schedule, which you don't, by the way, or choosing not to find time to Instagram or Facebook for your business. You can choose to not do any of those things, just as long as you know each day you wait is a day closer to becoming an irrelevant, undiscoverable business. Johnny Snips is booked a month out. He's young and just getting started. Andrew Does Hair delivers a ton of awesome education and launched an awesome product, ADH Try. Larissa Doll is passionate about sharing her beautiful, creative colors and can't take a new client until August 2015. These are just three of several examples of incredibly talented and focused hairdressers who are passionate about building community and engaging on Instagram. They create a ton of value. They care. The world has changed. Business has changed. The choice you need to make is if you will change too. The choice, as always, is yours. P.S. A big shout out of thanks to the LAPD and LAFD. They were amazing. The suspects surrendered peacefully and all is well in the world. And to my new awesomeness creator at Passion Squared, Ashley, thank you for being so amazing on your first day. You rock. Love and awesomeness, Nina. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye.